Tropical Storm Lee dumped rain across much of Louisiana's sugarcane belt. LSU Ag Center sugarcane specialist Kenneth Gravois surveyed the damage across the state.
Winds were clocked up to 58 miles an hour at the Ben Hur Research Station, so that's plenty enough weather condition to make the crop go down.
Down cane is harder to harvest, but Gravois says the dry sunny days that followed the storm did help.
It's much more expensive to harvest a down crop, but the real determining factor on expense is going to be the weather conditions during the harvest.
Sugarcane farmers are still in the midst of planting their crop for next year. The tropical storm delayed planting and will affect how farmers finish, with more planting billets.
So planting will resume, and that last 20% or so will be a little bit more expensive to plant. People are going to have to search for straight seed cane and maybe travel a little bit further than they would like, but we can get the crop planted.
Despite the challenges Tropical Storm Lee brought, Gravois is still optimistic about this year's crop.
I think we'll be in good shape. We have the potential for still a very good crop in Louisiana.
Louisiana has about 420,000 acres of sugarcane. With the LSU Ag Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.